This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty. Mr. Kumar said some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer was given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations. The CEC made it clear that the Election Commission will fearlessly stand with voters of all sections and all religions, including the poor, rich, elderly, women and youth, without any discrimination. Mr. Kumar highlighted that more than 1 crore government employees, over 10 lakh booth-level agents and more than 20 lakh polling agents of candidates were part of the process during the Lok Sabha elections. He sought to know how votes can be stolen in such a transparent process in front of so many people. The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in the electoral roll. He said the special intensive revision was started from Bihar and the draft of the electoral roll has been prepared.
स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिवीजन की खासियत ये होती है कि मतदाता सूची को इलेक्टोरल रोल को टोटली मैक्सिमम प्योरिफाई करने के लिए एक इन्यूमरेशन फॉर्म भरा जाता है और हर मतदाता उसको जब भर के देता है तो उसका नाम मतदाता सूची में फ्रेश एकदम नए तरीके से सूची बनाई जाती है.
Mr. Kumar said that all the voters and political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time. Mr. Kumar asserted that the credibility of EC cannot be questioned when over 7 crore voters of Bihar are standing with it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for vocal for local today and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating 2 major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi. He said connectivity across national capital region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road too. He said the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to make India stronger and follow their path to make India self-reliant.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं. चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई, और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी, जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई. भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना है.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Singhdarbar today. Mr. Misri reached Kathmandu this morning on a 2-day official visit to Nepal. A meeting of BJP Parliamentary Board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Party sources said discussion is likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. The election will be held on the 9th of next month. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloudburst and flash flood in Kathua district in early hours this morning. The calamity struck Jodhghati village of Rajbagh and Jungalot amid heavy overnight rains. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah on the cloudburst incident in Kathua and assured all support from the centre. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the civilian administration, military and paramilitary forces have swung into action to carry out rescue and relief operations in Kathua. In tennis, top seed Jannik Sinner will face arch rival second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the final of the Cincinnati Open 2025. Spaniard Alcaraz reached his 7th consecutive tour-level final by defeating an injured Alexander Zverev 6-4, 6-3. Earlier defending champion Sinner of Italy beat world number 136, Terence Atman. And that is the end of this news bulletin.